There's a reunion going on in the family room of the Hospice of Philadelphia. Roxborough resident Margot Burwell has come to talk about her experiences with hospice care. Her bereavement counselor, social worker, and hospice nurse have all showed up to support her.
When you see me out there, I was hugging everybody because I haven't seen them since my mom passed. And it really made me feel good. And if it wasn't for them being in this room now, I probably wouldn't be able to talk either.
Burwell knew that her mother Dolores' debilitating chronic illness would eventually force them to make some very hard decisions.
My mother was in ICU in Roxborough Memorial Hospital for congestive heart failure, and they kept putting her on the respirator. The doctor said after maybe the fourth time that there's nothing else they can do, and it got me really upset.
Margot wasn't sure what options were available for her mother's care until a social worker told her about the Hospice of Philadelphia in East Falls.
And at first I was a little leery about it. I'm like, that's the end. But she talked to me and let me know that it's not just for patients that's dying, it's people who have illnesses and to help them be comfortable.
Jane Feynman is Senior Vice President of the Hospice of Philadelphia, a division of Visiting Nurse Association. She counsels patients and caregivers looking for palliative care to investigate all of their options.
Hospice is a very comprehensive service, but when one looks for a hospice program, it's important to know the mission of the organization and also what they do when patients can't afford things and when they can't pay for things, because not everyone has the same type of resources. They should look for one that has their mission is to take care of people irregardless of their ability to pay for services. We are one of those organizations.
Hospice of Philadelphia provides care for patients, but also for caregivers, from stress-relieving massages to grief counseling. Home visits from nurses help reassure caregivers. Visiting nurse Peggy Salvatore was an important resource for Margot.
At home, Peggy used to come past twice a week and take her blood pressure and monitor her medication. And if I felt like she needed more, I could call Peggy and she'll tell me to increase it or decrease it. That was a help. It was hard for me to handle by myself, but with everybody helping me, it made it a lot easier for me and it made me a lot stronger too.
After many years as a hospice nurse, Peggy Salvatore has comforted lots of patients and families.
Hospice doesn't work without the family support. Margot would sit there with her mother and the love. You could see Dolores look at Margot and say, I know everything's okay, because Margot was there, as all our families are there.
She finds a special satisfaction in her work.
I've never had a depressing day in hospice because I get to see the best of people all the time and what people can do and what people do for their loved ones. And there's nothing sad or depressing about that part.
For WHYY News, I'm Jeanette Woods.